Peter Vermees was let go after a wide range of success, to say the least, especially at the beginning of his tenure, winning an MLS Cup in 2013. Today, they're going to have a press conference in the noon hour talking about their future plans for the organization and where they go from there. And you made the comparison a little bit to what happened yesterday, you thought, to Dane Moore as well.
I think it was very similar.
Another individual that meant so much for the city, brought a championship to the city as well. And then, hey, it was time, though, at the end.
And I know you're going to hate a question I was thinking about as it relates to that.
Who's going to hate?
But you are.
Me?
You personally are going to hate
this?
Because you're going to think it's a 0% chance, and it's not a 0% chance, in my opinion.
Okay.
All right. So Dayton fell on hard times at the end. He got let go.
Uh-huh.
He got fired. He didn't even remember. We thought it was going to be a mutually agreed to part ways, but they ended up using the word fired with Dayton, which was crazy. And then Peter Vermees mutually let go last year. And we were talking about college basketball, and I don't know why. I was sitting at the house last night, and I was like, what would it take for this to happen to Bill Self? What happened to Peter Vermees, and what happened to Dayton Moore? As in, you're a legend. Everyone loves you. That you have the history on your side. You got championship or ships in his case, right? He's got multiple in Bill Self. What would it take for Kansas to be like, okay, Bill, listen, we're good here? Because it's been 3 years since he advanced beyond the round of 32. And two of those times, he's got knocked out in the round of 64. I don't think it's like close now, but I do think seriously, if this happened like three more years in a row where like he doesn't get out of the round of 32 and he misses out of one of those three in NCAA tournament, I think it'd be a little fire on his feet where they would try to be like, Bill, do you still want the job or would you like to sit on a beach and we'll figure somebody else out to do this? I don't think it's impossible for this same thing to happen to Bill Self. And I'll say one thing before, and we'll see what you have to say. I don't want to guess your opinion. But I remember on this very show once we did a topic where we said, hey, who's going to last longer in their respective job, Dayton Moore or Brett Veach? And at the time, we both were like, Dayton Moore ain't never getting fired. He can stay in that job as long as he wants. And we thought that at the time because that felt so true at the time. So I kind of felt that way about Bill Self a lot of times probably during his Kansas tenure.
Yeah.
I think he'd have to go south in a hurry, but I think it would take three or four consecutive years of worse than the round of 32, and I think he'd have to miss a tournament. I think he'd have to miss an NCAA tournament.
So a couple things. One, he will get to go out on his own terms.
So you're saying it's not going to happen that way.
Yeah, you will get out. Here's why. And you could say, well, you could have said the same thing about Dayton Moore, whatever.
Yeah.
He will go out on his own terms because, for starters, we are the difference in Peter Vermees, while he was a coach, he was also a player development guy and basically almost part of the front office. Dayton Moore was a front office guy. I think it's a little bit different for a college basketball coach that has won two national championships, that is become kind of like considers himself a steward of the Kansas basketball program and the history and understands the history and legacy. We're talking also about a program in terms of building versus a professional sport. I think there's a little bit difference in how that works. And I believe he would just retire and say, I'm done with the sport. Like if he finds out that the issues they've had in identifying talent through the portal, if it's just something that he's not good at, let's say that actually ends up happening and we're here 2 years from now and like the same mistakes keep being made and they still can't piece the right guys together, I think he would just say, This era. I'm not great at it, and he would just step away.
You think he'd walk away?
I don't think it would ever get bad, and he would frankly ever let it get bad enough where he would be hanging on for dear life. I don't think he would do that. Like, is there on the Peter Vermees end? We were discussing this yesterday. Like, probably 2 or 3 years ago, should have been out. I don't think we'll get to a point where Bill Self, let's fast forward 3 years from now, we're like, man, he needs to go, and he doesn't recognize it. I actually believe he will recognize that if in fact he cannot get it, quote unquote, turned around. The other part of
that
it,
he'll just do the retirement thing. But you know, we're all going to deep seated. Like if he's just bad for 4 years, then he's like, I'm hanging it up. We're all going to wonder a little if it didn't go down like this.
I also think it would take missing the NCAA tournament for back to back seasons or two seasons for that to happen.
You think more than one missed tournament?
Yep.
I think one would do it, but it would take like. Because if he gets to even a single Sweet 16 in the next 3-4 years, it doesn't matter.
We can get into like the semantics of the wording, mutually parting ways or being fired. I feel very, very confident. There's not a scenario that you will ever see the press release that says Bill Self fired from Kansas. I'm willing to bet. We can bet virtually anything
It's not going to be like Cal, you're saying?
There will not be a press release, barring some horrific, you know, like scandal, like I'm talking like the worst of the worst you could possibly think of for him, that you would ever see the headline Bill Self fired from Kansas. There's not a time happening.
That I would have never thought that about Dayton is all I'm saying. Not for me. That's been coming for a few years.
Well, I think the only comp that you can make regarding Bill Self is more towards like
it's just
Cal and what happened to Cal and what got him to the point where Kentucky, because he had a lifetime contract, basically what Bill said, he had a lifetime contract at Kentucky. And it turned into, if you look at the last 5 years, what they did before Mark Pope came in and Cal left, he missed the tournament 2 years in a row. And then it was first round exit, second round exit, first round exit. That, to what you guys are saying, I think that's similar to what has to go on where they got to miss the tournament. He can't get past the round of 32 in the next three. Like he can't. If he gets to a Sweet 16, his job's totally fine. But if he gets eliminated early or misses the tournament,
I don't think he'd ever do the Cal thing. I think he'd just take a different job. He signed a lifetime contract.
Not to say we knew Cal was going to take another job, but he basically had to resign. Like they said, oh, we're going to fire you. Gold, you're saying that you don't think it's ever going to get to that point where Kansas is going to say, look, you need to resign.
He would just stop coaching. He would just stop coaching if I got the point. And I also think, you know, Dayton Moore did an incredible job. We're making the comp. Dayton Moore did an incredible job at what he did, but Dayton Moore, while in Royals history, he's going to certainly be the best general manager. Dayton Moore, if you were to just take a poll of people outside of the sport, and like fast forward 10 years from now, nobody's going to say Dayton Moore is the second or third best GM in baseball history. Bill Self, there's a case he's the third, maybe second. You know, like he's a top five coach in the sport's history. There's a little bit different. Like Dayton Moore, great GM. He's not the best GM in baseball history.
No, but like, by the comparison of where they were and what he accomplished, he felt untouchable. I'm not comparing the accomplishments.
But I think Bill Self's accomplishments are far out, and that's why I think the scenario would be different. I think it would take more.
I think it would take more than it, because Dayton only got like 5 years. Like Dayton got like 6 years after the World Series.
Yeah, like I just disagree.
He got even less time than Peter Vermees got post his most recent championship.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm being a homer at all. Someone says take your KU glasses off, Gold. One more year of what has happened the last 2 years. Anything is possible. Way. They won a national title. Like for a second, they won a national title 3 years ago. So let's act like you guys, some of you are acting like Kansas has been a 19-win team, bubble team for three straight years, and you've had enough. Like the standard is different. He set the bar, and it's not acceptable what they had this year. But the idea that Bill Self could lose in the first round again next year and that he should be fired is the most ludicrous take we've had on the text line in a while. That's not me being a KU homer. In fact, there's a lot of UKU fans out there, and I know that text is not from a KU fan. I can tell by the wording. A lot of KU fans disagree with me on this. If I was being a KU fan, I would be saying it's not. I would be saying that he's got another year to figure it out. It's a lot of KU fans that actually had that take. I'm saying that the idea that he's getting fired in the next 2 or 3 years is asinine. Absolutely asinine.
I think it would take more than that. I think it would take 5 bad years and missing a tournament. You know, like were you 4 bad years where you keep not getting out of the round of 64 or 32 and you miss a tournament as a portion of that. I think it would take a lot. I was just like, the way I was thinking about it with Vermees and Dayton, I'm like, those Vermees probably, it's been a number of years now, right? Probably after all those open cups in the MLS, there was probably a time that he felt kind of untouchable. All the rumors then were like, he was going to go be the coach. He should become the coach of the U.S. men's national team. And all the stuff that was around Vermees at the time. But there was definitely a time that I thought Dayton Moore was going to be untouchable. They were the worst franchise in baseball, and he took them to a World Series title. I'm like, man, that man is never leaving that job. And look, it takes things going south and south.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he's going to coach for another 8 years. I'm saying that he would just retire. He would not be, he's not getting, he would retire. He's not getting fired.
If they're talking about what's more likely, I think he certainly is. The more likely thing is that he's just tired of everything and would end up leaving more than him actually getting fired. I mean, if he even, we're not going to do the how many more years does Bill Self have conversation, but I think that he's more likely to just be done with it.
62.
I think he's more likely to be done with it for sure than actually try to coach his way all the way.
Like Dan Hurley's won back-to-back titles. Obviously, this year they win. But like, if Dan Hurley and UConn missed the tournament for 3 straight years, you guys think he should be fired?
No.
Okay, neither do I. I'm just checking for the text line.
Oh, it was like,
somebody said that.
But I also didn't say he should be fired if he misses the tournament next year. We're going to get out of the round of 32.
I'm just saying, though, by some of the logic of some of the stuff, it's just like it's crazy. The first time that they weren't a 4 seed or worse than a four seed. I'm sorry. And we're like, oh my gosh, well, if he does it again, you know, it's crazy. And look, as a KU alum, of course the fan base is spoiled. No kidding.
Yeah, it should be.
But I just, he's positioned himself with the career he has had, that he will get to go on his own terms. I understand what you're trying to say, Cody, of like, we would have said that about Dayton, and I'm with you. We would have said about Ned and all that. And Ned did go out on his own terms, by the way. Ned Yost did.
He did. He almost didn't in 2014, but he did eventually go out on his own terms. I do think the age thing is really funny because people are like, well, he's 62 and all that other stuff. Like, this was the year of the old coach. Are you kidding? Rick Pitino, Izzo, Barnes, Sampson, like there were a bunch of teams that like won some games in the NCAA tournament with older coaches.
There were also
older than self.
Yeah, there are also coaches who I think just got tired of all the landscape
for sure.
And stuff. Like
for
Tony
sure.
Bennett.
Yeah,
and,
that's why. Yeah,
Jim Larrañaga and you know
and Jay Wright and some other guys who were just like, I'm not going to do it. Bill Self has never indicated an unwillingness to be a part of the NIL era.
Sure,
and,
oh, of course. I'm not saying. I wonder if 2 years from now. They're still struggling. He can't figure out the portal and whatnot. I wonder if he, to Gold's point, instead of being fired, just can be like, you know what? It's just time, you know, and I'm just done with it because I'm not able to figure out. And if I'm not going to be a top-tier coach in the country, which I feel I'm not right now, then I'm just going to be done.
I'm just wondering if it would be like from internal pressure as well. Like, you're right. I don't know that the headline exists of Bill Self canned at Kansas exists. But do I think that there's a possibility that it's like, you know, like, he's decided to retire, but like we find out internally that they were like, Bill, game's passed you by.
Yeah.
I still think it would take five full bad years to get there. I was just curious in the conversation because we just saw another kind of like KC area legend go down.